He's on the front of everything these days, all the awards. Shane, congratulations on all the accolades. I bet you're ready to start flinging the ball around a little bit and get focused on football. But, hey, all these accolades during the pandemic, that can't hurt, right?
Oh, no doubt. It's been good. It's been good to see. And, man, I'm thankful for all of the kind of watch lists and then the cover of the magazine. But, man, yeah, it's just kind of momentum going into this season. We're super excited for it, and we're ready for it as well.
Now, do your teammates, do they get excited for you, or do they give you a hard time? I mean, you know, teammates are pretty funny, and that's one of the great things about them. They always kind of keep you grounded. What are they like? Do you think they put the covers up? Do they give you a hard time? How have they interpreted everything?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of both. You know, they're happy for me, but, you know, there's been a couple funny pictures out there that have been put out of me on watch lists and stuff like that. So I hear it from them on that part, but they also congratulate me, and they're happy for me. So I got great teammates, and I'm thankful for them.
Where are the Mustangs in the whole process right now? Everybody's been onboarding and doing the best they can with everything. Some schools doing better than others. How did your process work, and what are you kind of hearing on when camp might be able to start? Because it's hard to know when you don't know when the first week of the season's actually going to be.
Yeah, you know, that's the hard part, is that we don't really know. And so, you know, we're just adapting to every situation that comes, and we're just kind of waiting day by day to hear and, you know, just with the conference and what their decision's going to be. But, you know, day by day, I feel like, you know, my teammates and our strength staff has done a really good job of setting a plan up to make sure we're getting work in, but also staying safe and healthy during that same time.
Now, who are your usual throwing partners? Do you ever have to get the some of the family out there in the yard a little bit, or who have you been able to? I would assume part of this time you've been where you grew up in the Arlington area in Tarrant County. Do you get some of your old high school buddies? Who do you like to team up with to stay sharp and make sure you're doing all you need to do?
Yeah, you know, I've thrown with some family members, and you know, there's been a couple people, but a lot of it's just been the SMU guys who are from Dallas, and you know, we've definitely tried to, once the quarantine started back in, I think it started in March. It's been crazy. That's already almost August, but you know, once that whole thing started, we separated for a little bit, but once we knew it was safe to be able to come back and we were able to get tested, it's just been good to be back with the teammates and being able to throw on a schedule with those guys.
Talking to Shane Buechel, SMU Mustangs quarterback, son of a baseball great. How was that? I mean, did people constantly, when y'all were out eating and everything, you were probably really, really young when he finished playing. So I don't know how much you remember about that, but what was that experience like? Were y'all ever able to get through a meal over there in Arlington without somebody trying to get your dad's autograph?
Yeah, so I actually wasn't born. I was born in 98, and he was retired in 96. And so
wow.
I never got to see him play. But, you know, yeah, kind of like what you said, we'd be out to dinner, and, you know, there'd be people coming up, ask for a picture or something. And, you know, I thought it was cool being a young kid seeing it. But, you know, my dad, once he had family time and wanted to be around his family, you know, he didn't exactly want to be bothered all the time. So, but, you know, looking up to him and seeing that whenever I was young, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
Was baseball, because of that, your first love? Like, when did you kind of – at what age did you finally decide, okay, I think football's the way I'm going to go? Because if you're anything like your dad, you would have had great hands and you'd been a vacuum. I mean, I'm just saying, people – they've had great third baseman. People still talk about Buddy Bell. But your dad could flat out play third. It was unbelievable to watch, and you've seen video. What was your passion as a kid? Was it baseball first and then everything else second?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I think, you know, just seeing my brothers also played baseball growing up, and I had a brother play baseball at Oklahoma, so I was just surrounded by it. And you know, they played other sports in high school as well, but yeah, I mean, I loved baseball growing up, and you know, spent a lot of time playing baseball in an early age in elementary school and junior high. But you know, once I got to high school and after my freshman year, you know, I really fell in love with football. And then I got my first official offer after my sophomore season of football. And so I realized that I can go to college and get it all paid for. And so that made it even that much better. So I really started to focus on it. And, you know, I still loved baseball in high school. I played it, and, you know, it was tough to let it go. I still miss it a little bit, but, you know, football is the route for me. I love playing the game and excited to play it for however long I can.
Where else did you look other than SMU when you decided you were going to do the transfer? I would imagine there were some schools lining up. Were there any other schools that came close? Did SMU jump on the radar right away? How did that whole thing go down?
Yeah, you know, it was a different situation because, you know, it's kind of like you're going through another recruiting process, but it's a lot more mature than high school. You know, you don't have to try on all the jerseys and do all that crazy stuff. It's kind of just like a more mature process. And, you know, SMU was one of those teams that came on quick, and I was super interested in them. And there was a couple other teams that came. I know Maryland was one of them. And there's a couple others, but, you know, ultimately I thought SMU was the best opportunity for me going forward.
SMU quarterback Shane Buechele joining the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox. Go ahead, Stephen.
Shane, I was reading in that Texas football story that when you were still at Texas and that last semester, you were making the drive just about every weekend to try to – from, you know, Austin to Dallas to try to get some rapport with your teammates and gain their respect. How important was that to you to kind of make sure you were established and learning, you know, the system and getting to know your teammates before you even stepped on campus?
Yeah, I thought that was super important. And, you know, I was happy to be able to make a decision early to be able to, I guess commit to SMU early during that process. But, on Fridays I would go. I would have an internship in the morning, and then I would go in the afternoon and I'd go watch them practice and then hang around the guys too. So, you know, that was super important to me. And, you know, it was fun too, being around those guys, building new relationships and starting those relationships. It was a good time.
What was it like with Coach Dykes? How long did it take to kind of bond with him? And what did you like immediately about his approach? Why did you think that would be the best fit for you?
Yeah, you know, I really like Coach Dykes, and I think he's a great coach, but he's also a great person, a great family person as well. You know, we had a little bit of a relationship while I was in high school, and he recruited me when he was at Cal, and so a little bit of a relationship there. But whenever I got back into the recruiting process in college and that whole thing, you know, I got to talk to him, and he's a really good guy. He knows the game really well, and, you know, he's been around a bunch of successful quarterbacks, and I saw that, and, you know, it kind of made the decision easy. And, you know, just talking to him, you know, he makes the game really simple, and I appreciate that, and it's been a lot of fun being coached under him.
Does he ever put any of those NFL quarterbacks on film, like Jared Goff, who he coached at Cal? Do y'all ever look at some of those players that he's been around in cut-ups and use some of that as you're trying to establish what you're doing?
Absolutely, yeah. There's drill work on our film study, and then there's also concepts that we look at where Cal was running those same concepts whenever we're there or whenever we're installing them into our offense. So I'm able to watch those guys, and obviously those are great people to look at because, you know, obviously they're successful, they're in the NFL, and they're great players. So it's been really cool to be able to watch those guys on film and try to learn as much as I can from them.
Do you let your thoughts go to the NFL? I mean, you've got a lot of downtime during a pandemic, so you got to think about something. Maybe you read the whole time. I have not read as much as I needed to, but did you do you kind of think about it, and is that kind of I would think that's the ultimate goal? I would think Dykes is a great guy to work with to try to get to that point.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll admit I didn't read as much as I was supposed to either. You know, I watched a lot of film and did a lot of workouts and stuff like that. But you know, on the aspect of the NFL, you know, I've thought about it. I'm going to play football as long as I can, and you know, hopefully we are able to have a good year this year, and then it will set me up to have a good process in the pre-draft process. So, you know, I'm excited for it, but ultimately I'm excited for this upcoming season with my teammates and excited to have a lot of fun with them.
What is this group of wide receivers going to be like in skill players, running backs? I mean, you've had some guys that have gotten drafted recently. Prochet comes to mind as a guy that's certainly great hands, runs great routes, doesn't seem to have many drops, which you love as a quarterback. What is it? What do you have coming back this year that you're excited about as far as some of those wide receivers?
Yeah, you know, we're going to miss Pro. I mean, that's what he is. He's a pro, and he was unbelievable. But, you know, we have some guys that are going to step up. And, you know, we had a guy last year, Reggie, who got hurt in the middle of the season. And, you know, he's healthy now. It's been good to be able to go run routes with him and throw to him. But, you know, we have a bunch of guys on our offense that can make plays, and it's going to be fun being able to just get the ball in their hands and see what they do out in open space.
What did you do with all your horns gear? I mean, did you have a bonfire? Did you have some buddies you could? Did you have friends that you could give all that stuff to? Did you leave it with ex teammates? What'd you do with all that stuff?
I did not burn it. You know, I still have love for Texas and my teammates down there. But you know, I kept some of it, but also some of it I gave it away to some ex teammates, and then. Also, you know, some of my guys from high school and some younger kids in my high school, I went over there and gave them some shirts and stuff like that. But, you know, I still kept some of the stuff that I really liked, and I'll be able to wear that once I'm done playing. And maybe if I go back to a game once or twice, I'll be able to wear them.
Yeah, just not over on the hilltop, okay?
Absolutely.
Do you and Ellinger still, Sam, I would imagine y'all still have a friendship? Seemed like y'all had a great relationship during the short time there you were together. What is that? Has that evolved? Do you guys check in on each other from time to time? You both been out raising money during COVID and other things that are going on, which is really, really cool. What kind of bond do you guys have? Because you know kind of what that whole situation was like, and obviously he's learned too.
Right. You know, He's a great friend to me, and we have a great relationship. And, yeah, we check in on each other every now and then. And, you know, he's just a great friend. You know, he's a really good guy. He's a great football player. But, you know, off the field, he's a really good guy as well. And, you know, it was really cool to see him. I think he raised around $200,000, which is unbelievable. And, you know, I'm super happy for him. And, you know, I know all he wants to do is do good with that. So I'm sure he gave it to great causes, and man, it's good to see that other people make great contributions to the community. So it's been good, but yeah, we have a great relationship, and we've been keeping up with each other.
All right, Shea Bouchel, SMU quarterback, with us. Now, you're being humble. You did some great work yourself and raised a lot of money. A GoFundMe, I believe it was for COVID-19 relief. Boy, there's been so much going on in our world, it's hard to know exactly. What was your inspiration? I know your girlfriend played a role in that as well. What was what kind of inspired you to do that, and how did you go about it? Because you really did an extremely good job on it.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, we were just kind of sitting back, and, you know, we were seeing people, you know, give meals and, you know, helping out, donating money. And, you know, as a college student, and then she's fresh into the work world, you know, we can't just donate $20,000 or donate 10,000 meals to people. We don't have money like that. So, you know, we thought the best thing we could do is start a GoFundMe. And, you know, we were kind of nervous at first to see the feedback that we were going to get. We didn't know what to make the number, the goal to be set at. But, you know, ultimately we made it 50,000. And, you know, right away, once we put it out, we got great feedback and we were super excited about it. So it took a little bit of time. It took about a month and a half. But we ended up meeting that goal of $50,000 and gave it to the city of Dallas. And so we were super excited about that. And, you know, thank you to the mayor of Dallas. And we were able to pair up with him and his staff. So it was a really cool deal for us to be able to help out as much as we could.
Yeah, I saw the pictures, and a very cool thing. By the way, I don't know what your go-to place on the hilltop is to eat. Today I made it over to New York Sub and got one of those smoked pastrami brisket sandwiches. If you have not made it over there, Shane, you've got to put it on the list. Probably the best house-made pastrami in the city. And, in fact, I've got another half of it sitting over next to me in case I get hungry later. But unbelievable sandwich. So keep that in mind. Is that in your rotation? Yeah. Have you been over there?
I never have, no, but that sounds unbelievable. Now that you say it, I might have to go over there and try that.
All right, keep it in mind. And, boy, best of luck to you as you get this season going. Hopefully you get a schedule and you'll know soon what you're going to do. But congratulations, Texas Football Magazine. I don't know if that was a big deal to you. Do you remember, by the way, being mentioned in it in high school? Was that like a really cool thing? Do you remember having the magazine and seeing yourself in there and everything?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I just growing up in high school, you always opened it up to your district's page and wanted to see your name on the upcoming people or, you know, the people to watch. And so I remember seeing my name in it a couple years. But, man, you know, to be on the cover, it's a special deal, and I was super excited about it once they told me.
Yeah, Dave Campbell, by the way, the Waco Tribune Herald, and a very, very famous man who's still with us, still doing his thing, shows up at press conferences from time to time. Really fun seeing you on the cover. Best of luck to you, Shane. Really appreciate you doing this.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.